This is the Charles Cook Podcast, where lovers of liberty and individual rights in Tennessee go to get information, focusing on state and local issues from Bristol to Memphis, discussing the important issues with facts, truths, and opinions based on constitutional principles. Remember, we stimulate, but never indoctrinate your mind. Welcome to the Charles Cook Podcast.
Well, hello, everyone. Got news for you. Tennessee has a huge flocking camera problem. That's right. We have problems with cameras. Is our local governments spying or tracking us? A lot of people are believing yes now. So I've got some information I want to share with you tonight. I've noticed this over the last several months and everything, and got some information I'm going to share with you, and then I'm going to share with you some information from the Institute of Justice, which I think you will find interesting. But, you know, these news stories, they love to show up in these cities and counties, and mostly the cities do this because of the city councils. A lot of sheriffs don't do anything like this because they are elected by the people instead of appointed to a position like the police chiefs to the city council. But want you to take this information and see what I'm talking about, and then I think you'll understand it better. So, you know, I don't know if y'all know what a flock camera is or a flocking camera is. Basically, it is a camera that reads license plates. And law enforcement says, oh, we need these. It helps us fight crime, and it helps us during, emergencies, or when a crime is taking place, a bank robbery, a kidnapping, or we're looking for somebody. It helps us do all this. Okay, and they always talk about that. And everybody, a lot of people, just like with everything else, oh, yeah, I guess it's okay if they're trying to protect us or whatever. So I want to show you a little bit of what I'm talking about. Morristown, the city I live in, did this last year, and I'll show you a news story about it. Okay, so I'm going to pull this up and share this with you. Hopefully play it here.
A move tonight. Flock cameras will be posted throughout the city as a measure to help city council members approve that move tonight. New tonight, the city of Morristown gives the green light to use license plate readers on its streets. City council members approved that move tonight. Flock cameras will be posted throughout the city as a measure to help solve crimes. Leaders say the camera system is similar to what surrounding agencies in East Tennessee already have in place.
License plate readers aid the police department and other law enforcement agencies with investigations. These are not traffic light or speeding enforcement cameras.
The total cost for those cameras is more than $34,000.
Okay, so we saw that one there. Come back here. And so that was last fall. When that was done by the city council, and they decided to put them in Morristown. You know, it's not used for traffic enforcement or anything like that. It's just used by law enforcement. Yeah, okay. So then what's the next thing you know? I mean, you know, there's always a justification for this. It's what the people want and everything. So just this past month, then the city of Morristown decides to put cameras in downtown. So I want to show you this clip.
New security system downtown after getting feedback from residents. In this year's citizen survey, the city saw a decline in residents feeling safe while shopping downtown. In response, the Morristown Police Department has installed a fixed camera system to permanently monitor the downtown area. The system includes three new cameras that went operational this week. City leaders hoping the cameras will bring a sense of safety to residents downtown.
So, you know, it was brought up in our survey, in our citizen survey. People are not, don't feel safe downtown. I wonder why. You ever been downtown Morristown? Go down there and visit and walk around. Spend a morning down there, early morning, maybe late afternoon, evening. And tell me why people don't feel safe down there. Cameras are not going to take care of the situation why the people don't feel safe down there. I'll just tell you, there's a lot of homeless people that hang out down there. I'm not, you know, it is what it is. But it's not just Morristown. This is happening all across the state in our own local towns and cities. So I'll share another one with you. So this is from Knoxville, and I just happened to see this on the news last night. Okay? So this is Knoxville. Pull this up and share it with you.
Loud cars, big complaint among people who live in downtown Knoxville. And the city of Knoxville now hoping some new noise cameras can help limit that problem along Gay Street. The city says these cameras were deemed necessary after a trial run the last couple of years. People told their Evan Lasik this is a problem that they have complained about and are glad to see the city trying to solve it.
It's annoying. It's distracting, especially in the morning. When you're waking up, when you're putting kids to bed.
The city of Knoxville adding noise cameras to the downtown area, hoping to stop noisy cars.
And it's a tough issue to figure out how to really enforce. It's a little more complicated than just having an officer stand on a corner with a decibel reader. So finding an innovative way to try to enforce the laws that we have on the books was something that we were excited about.
Back in 2022, the city went through a pilot program with noise cameras. Through this trial, they found that car noise was a big problem in downtown Knoxville.
And what we found with the data was, yeah, not only did we have, you know, legitimate violations happening regularly, but the numbers were, you know, enough that we thought it was appropriate to move forward on a solution for residents.
The cameras can pick up on noise that breaks the city ordinance, record that vehicle, and then issue a ticket. City officials say they are looking for illegally modified cars that are producing that excess noise.
The camera system has an algorithm driven with it that will actually identify specific noise characteristics and will say, hey, like this is actually the kind of sound pattern, that is the kind of thing we're looking for, and it'll pick up, let's say, fire trucks, street sweepers, those have a very specific sound characteristic and say, hey, that's actually not the kind of violation that we're looking for.
Neighbors say this has been an annoying situation that has caused them headaches.
Specifically at night, there's a lot of motorcycles and loud cars trying to, I feel like, show off in an area that's heavy with pedestrians.
The city hoping these cameras can act as deterrents for these types of cars downtown.
And I think it's important, you know, if it keeps people away from, you know, these big kind of downtown urban canyons where that sound will really reverberate, then that's great.
In Knoxville, Evan Lasik, WVLT News.
Well, so there we go. Now we're picking out vehicles that are loud and going to give them a citation with cameras. We already know that in the state of Tennessee, there is no legal ramifications for violations, traffic violations issued by red light cameras or speed cameras. You do not have to pay them. And that's why a lot of places like my town of Morristown has taken them down, because it finally came out to the point where people realized, hey, we're being scammed and we don't have to pay these. And I'm going to do another podcast on that issue later. And it's really, These people are crooks, absolute crooks. But anyway, back to this situation. So even Knoxville is in on this, and other cities and towns in Tennessee are doing this. You know, what is it that they say? You know, they'll get people to do anything for a little bit of security. Now I want you to listen to this from the Institute for Justice and see what these folks say about these cameras and what issues that they've already seen with them.
In Norfolk, Virginia, police know everywhere you drive. They can tell when you're driving to work, picking up your kids from school, or going to a doctor's appointment. And many residents aren't happy about it.
My name's Lee Schmidt, and I live in Norfolk, Virginia. I was stationed originally in Norfolk on board USS Bainbridge, and I retired here just recently. So I was stationed on Little Creek. I was driving to work, and I started driving by these little cameras on poles. And while sitting at a stoplight, waiting to get it to work one day, I took a picture of one. And I reached out to my local council people with the photo of one, just kind of asked, what were they? Well, I got a response back saying that they were the Flock cameras, and I started to do a bit of research on them, and I really realized how intrusive they were.
In 2023, Norfolk Police partnered with a tech company called Flock Safety to install more than 170 automatic license plate reader cameras throughout the city. These cameras are different from a red light camera or speed camera, which are triggered by a specific violation. They watch every car that drives by.
You can actually create a traceable path of the car moving through the city as long as it's being picked up by the Flock cameras.
Correct. And it would be difficult to drive anywhere of any distance without running into a camera somewhere.
I don't like being tracked every day.
Did you see that guy's face?
I don't like when I drive by the intersection here at Ward's Corner, then being able to tell which way I'm going. There's four cameras there. When I researched the cameras, I did learn about them using artificial intelligence. That when you drive by them, it's not just a snapshot of your license plate number. It reads the demographics of your vehicle. It's a brown car. It's got fender damage. And then it can build a profile of where you've been. And that tracking ability is quite nerve-wracking.
Once it uploads driver's information to the cloud, Flock uses AI to create a fingerprint police can use to track the same vehicle as it moves through the city. Flock says its cameras are in more than 5,000 communities across 47 states. Norfolk's police chief commented that the use of Flock cameras in neighboring cities creates a, quote, curtain of technology. Flock's cameras store the data they collect, and police can access it without a warrant.
There's no controls on how it can be used. Someone can go out and pull that data whenever they want if they just don't like you. There's no limits or requirements on how often it's audited to see when the police officers have pulled up the information.
In Kansas, police were caught using Flock cameras to stalk their exes. In California, police departments may have violated state law by sharing their Flock data outside the state. And similar databases have been hacked, revealing private data that was offered up for sale on the dark web.
And I'm worried about someone getting in and getting that data and access to the cameras and to be able to know if I'm home or if I'm out of the state. Is it a good time to break into my home? Is it a good time to track my wife? The amount of abuse that can be done by just tracking my vehicle is pretty grave.
This type of prolonged warrantless surveillance is unconstitutional. The Supreme Court has ruled the prolonged use of cell phone location data to follow someone is a search that requires a warrant. And the federal court that covers Norfolk ruled that Baltimore's use of surveillance planes to monitor the city was an illegal, warrantless search. Tracking people everywhere they go is a search, and giving the police arbitrary power to track everyone in Norfolk is unreasonable. That's why Lee Schmidt has teamed up with IJ to file a federal lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of this surveillance program.
With this lawsuit, I hope to end the illegal and unconstitutional surveillance. I hope that my kids don't have to be illegally surveilled, and I hope that other people don't fall to the abuses of the surveillance.
Okay, so there we go. Now, that's not Charlie telling you this. That is from the Institute for Justice. And what they've actually filed a federal lawsuit now to stop this. And you've seen what's happened with them. You know, think about it like this. You get upset about something going on in your city. And you go to the city council meeting and you speak out and you challenge the people in power on what's going on. And they say, you know, that Charlie guy, we don't like him. Let's bring in the chief of police here. Chief, can you get this guy's tag number and start see if we got a profile on him or anything. What's going on? Anything we can use against him to kind of shut him up, get him to go away, put some pressure on him, scare him up a little bit. You don't think they'll do that? You're dead wrong. These people are crooks. They'll do it. Trust me. Like I said, I'm going to do one on the red light cameras later and how these police departments are used for revenue, not just in Tennessee, but throughout the country. So I just want to bring this issue to you. If you've got these in your city, you need to start making people aware of it and start addressing it. I think it's time that we start pushing for controls at the state level to get some things. That's ultimately what happened with the red light cameras and speed cameras. Excuse me. If somebody can walk in and type in your tag number and see what kind of profile that they have on you when you travel, when you leave your home, where you go, what's your means of travel, they can look at this. He went by this camera, and then 2 minutes later he went by this camera, and then 3 minutes later, he passed this camera. They can build a profile on how you travel and everything, and what times of day you travel and everything. This stuff is nuts. And people think, oh, well, anything that we can do to help fight drug trafficking or human trafficking, because this is what the law enforcement lobby tells people. Well, if we do away with them, we won't be able to. We won't be able to track people and catch people who are kidnapping kids and trafficking kids and stuff. It's always that kind of stuff. It's a bunch of bull. I mean, we got kids being trafficked all over the country. Why ain't they finding them? Because they get them and they use the things for the wrong reason. Perfect example. After 9/11, we got the Patriot Act. What's the Patriot Act being used for? To go after political rivals? That's at the national level. What will this stuff be used for at the local level? Will it be used to go after political rivals? I'd say, knowing the nature of man and politicians, absolutely. And you got some, you got people who, you might have some politicians that may not vote on things the way the local law enforcement wants you to vote. So they start using this stuff to put pressure on them, get even with them. These things are bad, bad news. And these city council people in every one of these cities and towns are falling for this stuff and, you know, using it, and it will be used for bad, bad reasons. So wanted to make you aware of it, share this information. I hope it's something that you can understand. There's a lot more stuff that you can go on YouTube and find. I just use the Institute for Justice one, so you could see it's, but there's other stuff on there. Go check it out. Do some research on it. Just wanted to make you aware of it. All right. With that, have a great evening. I hope you have a great weekend coming up. I think it's going to be a little rainy here in East Tennessee, but you know, we got to have some rain too, I guess. It's the way it is. It's called weather, not climate change. All right. So God bless you. We'll see you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.